Hello and welcome everyone to episode 45 of the Ducky O'Brien Show. And today we have something different as well. So lately Onion OS has gotten native joystick support. So that means you can play Nintendo DS games on the Miu Mini and the Miu Mini Plus. The emulation performance is actually pretty good. Now granted, the screen is small and you'll have to use the D-pad for stylus control, so it's not perfect for some games, but most games will be playable and you should be able to complete them. Before we start, I would like to thank everyone for dropping by and listening. I really do appreciate it. The audio format for the guide might not be the best, but I will link the written and the video guide as well if you need more help. Why don't we get into the guide? This is a short overview of emulating the Nintendo DS on the Miu Mini Plus. As of this writing, the release candidate of Onion OS 4.3.0 has native joystick support. Installing the release candidate version of Onion OS is quite simple. You just need to download the Onion OS files and copy them over to your micro SD card, making sure to overwrite the files with the same name. If you are running Onion 4.2.3, you will need Onion 4.3.0 RC. This is where you can grab the files. The links will be provided in the description and comments below. In the future, joystick should be integrated into the stable build of Onion OS. After copying the files, insert the card back into the Miu Mini Plus, boot the device up, and now Onion OS will start updating. You're going to have to wait a few minutes for this process to finish, so feel free to do something else in the meantime. After it's finished updating, go to Apps, and then to Package Manager, and scroll all the way down to Nintendo DS Joystick, and turn it on, and press Start to save your changes. This will install the Joystick emulator. Once it's saved, turn off your Miu Mini Plus, eject the micro SD card, and copy over your ROMs into the DS directory. I can't legally tell you where to get the ROMs, but I'm sure you can figure it out. If you need help with anything else, please feel free to leave a comment below and I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. Once the ROMs are copied over, eject the micro SD card and insert it back into your Miu Mini Plus and turn it on. From here, you can navigate to Games, Nintendo DS, and pick the game of your choice. DS games run surprisingly well on the Miu Mini Plus. The default setting for joystick is to have frame skip on automatic and a frame skip of 2. This is actually necessary for some games. I tried playing with frame skip disabled and there were definitely some slowdowns. Most games are playable in that they ran fine. You will have slowdowns and audio skips here and there. You may also run into some bugs as well. Some situations may cause save states to become corrupted, so make sure to make more than one, and in the case it does become corrupted and the game will not load, you can simply restart the game by using Menu and Select to access the joystick menu. Now, whether or not the Miu Mini Plus is an ideal environment for Nintendo DS is a completely different question. I'll use 4 games to showcase how it feels like using joystick on the Miu Mini Plus, starting with games that don't require much touch controls, and then moving on to the games heavily relying on touch controls. The games will be Pokemon Soul Silver, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, Final Fantasy Fables Chocobo Tales, and finally Trauma Center. I'll go over the hotkeys and joystick before we begin. Holding the menu button and pressing right or left on the D-pad will change the screen layout. Most people prefer seeing the main screen or the touchscreen fill up the display. You can switch between the top screen and the touch screen by pressing R2. Pressing L2 will enable a virtual stylus to interact with the touch screen. Holding Menu and Select will bring up the joystick menu. That should cover most of the controls. Now we're going to start with Pokemon Soul Silver. This is one of my personal favorites, mainly because of the nostalgia and because it came with the neat Pokewalker. For nostalgia, it was a double whammy because I initially bought it because of the nostalgia I had for Pokemon Silver on the Game Boy Color, and now I'm playing it again for the nostalgia when I had a Nintendo DS. I gotta say, nostalgia is a very powerful drug. This game requires very little touch controls and runs fairly well. There are slowdowns, and it's not the best way to play, but it'll run and you can beat the game. While you don't really need to use too many touch controls, you still need to be able to see the touchscreen because this is where you interact with the menu and pick moves during combat. I personally don't like switching between the touchscreen and top screen frequently, but I prefer to use this layout where I can see both screens at all times. This lets me pick the correct attack moves and even use my inventory with no touch controls needed. Pressing the X button lets me access my inventory, and while the screen is tiny, I can still make out which attacks are which. Also, I have to say here, Pokemon Soul Silver is exceptionally well designed. Anytime there is a prompt where you need to interact with the touchscreen, an icon shows up in the dialog box. If you only have the main screen on the display, this icon will let you know to switch screens. Also, very little of the game actually needs the stylus. You can simply use the D-pad and buttons to interact with most of the UI. This is a pretty well-designed game from the perspective of the UI being usable on the Miu Mini Plus. Now moving on to a game requiring light stylus usage, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. This is one of my all-time favorite series. I have very fond memories of playing the game during my college years. For those of you who never played, Phoenix Wright is essentially a visual novel with light puzzle solving centered around investigating and solving crimes while defending clients in court trials. It's a lot of reading, but I found it to be very enjoyable. It also gets very outlandish in a charming way. As for this game, you do need access to the touchscreen as well. During court trials, you need to present evidence to contradict witness testimonies. For this game, I was okay with switching between screens since the game lets you take your time and wait until you make an action. During investigations, you can choose to use the stylus or just use the D-pad. Since it's basically tapping on a still image, it didn't feel too bad, and you can also take your time during this section as well. While the UI wasn't as refined as Pokemon's, the visual novel nature of the game made it so it wasn't too much of a hassle switching screens and using the stylus. Now moving on to a game requiring moderate stylus usage, Final Fantasy Fables Chocobo Tales. I found this game to be a charming and wholesome casual romp. Chocobo Tales is essentially a minigame compilation set around the theme of classic fables, but with the backdrop of Final Fantasy. This game requires moderate stylus usage, and boy oh boy, it's not very easy to play sometimes on the Miu Mini Plus. Chocobo Tales is comprised mainly of mini-games, and most of them require using both screens and the stylus. I'll give the first mini-game as an example of what to expect. You need to spin an adamantoise in the correct direction on a touchscreen in order to move it through a mountain trail on the top screen in a retelling of the fable of the tortoise and the hare. Rocks are falling, and you need to let go of the stylus to have the adamantoise protect itself. It wasn't easy, fellas. Using the D-pad to simulate the stylus was not great for this game because it doesn't move smoothly at all. The sensitivity settings definitely need to be tweaked because it starts off moving slowly and it moves very quickly once you get closer to the edges of the screen. It needs to have a constant sensitivity throughout. It seems to rise rather quickly as you keep using it. At least, that's how it felt to me. Having to have both screens up and requiring you to manipulate objects with the stylus makes this game not ideal to play on the Miu Mini Plus. Now, it is entirely possible to make it through the game, but it won't be easy and it'll depend on how tolerant you are of not so great controls. Finally, this leads into a game that requires heavy stylus usage, Trauma Center. Trauma Center was a memorable game for me because it actually used the stylus and it was a surprisingly challenging action game. This game is almost impossible to play on the Miu Mini Plus. You can make do with only using the touchscreen, but it's the stylus controls that get you. You need to be fast and accurate with your movements, and the D-pad just doesn't allow you to do both. You would need an analog stick at best to make movements at angles that would be much harder to do on a D-pad alone. I'm sure some crazy masochists out there can be Trauma Center on the Miu Mini Plus, but for us sane normies, this game is unplayable. Now, in my personal experience, most of the DS games I've tested ran in a playable state. Not all of them were perfect. However, if you are playing a game and it is not performing well, you can actually increase the performance of the Drastic emulator by overclocking your Miu Mini Plus. Drastic is already set to overclock the Miu Mini by using a clock speed of 1500 MHz. You should be able to safely push the clock speed up to 1600 for the original Miu Mini, and you should be able to push the clock speed up to 1800 MHz for the Miu Mini Plus. To change the clock speed, press the menu and start button at the same time to bring up the menu in Drastic. Here you can see an option to set the clock speed. You can also just overclock the Miu Mini for other emulators by creating a simple text file in the RetroArch directory and typing in the 4-digit number representing the clock speed you want. Once again, the developers note that 1600 is probably the highest stable value for the original Miu Mini, and 1800 is the highest stable value for the Miu Mini Plus. Your experience may vary, so if your handheld is crashing, I will lower the clock speed if you are overclocking. This was noted by contributor Schmertzim on the Onion UI GitHub, and there is a handy-dandy guide created by YouTuber FirusText if you will like more information. I'll link both of those resources in the comments and description below. In conclusion, I wouldn't pick up a Miu Mini Plus if playing Nintendo DS games was your main goal. It works, but it's not ideal. Take a look at my Steam Deck here. The larger screen lets me have both screens displayed at the same time, and since the Steam Deck has a touchscreen, I can actually use touch controls if I need to. Now, games like Trauma Center still don't work very well if you're using a finger, but it's definitely more playable. The more powerful hardware lets me upscale the graphics, and it runs buttery smooth compared to the Miu Mini Plus. Devices like the Odin 2 and the Retro Pocket 4 will provide for a much better experience for emulating DS games. Used DS Lites, DSis, or even DSi XLs would also be great. As a side note here, the DSi XLs have IPS panels, and it would probably provide for an ideal viewing experience if you're going to use the original hardware. Now, if the Miu Mini Plus is the only device you have and you would like to play DS games, then yes, you will be able to beat most of the games that don't require heavy stylus usage, and there are a lot of games that surprisingly don't require much touch input. It won't be ideal, and you'll have to get used to either switching screens or having both displayed and be even smaller, but you will be able to play these games. While DS games don't run perfectly and will have slowdowns sometimes, it definitely is amazing that even 10 months ago, DS emulation was not possible on the Miu Mini Plus, and now it runs well enough to beat many games. Well, that's gonna be it, fellas. Hope it helped. Let me know if you guys are looking forward to playing DS games on your Miu Mini Plus. And let me know what your favorite DS games are. Thanks so much for dropping by and watching. And as always, hope you guys are staying safe and sane out there. And catch you guys next time. Alright, that has been episode 45 of the Ducky O'Brien Show. Man, the emulation scene is really, really accelerating. Even 10 months ago, no one thought that emulating the DS would be possible on the Miu Mini or the Miu Mini Plus. And here we are. Anyways, I'm really enjoying the world of retro handhelds, and I think I'll be here for a little bit, so you can expect more podcast episodes to cover the handhelds. I will still be covering indie games, but it just won't be as frequently. If you guys want to reach out to me, you can shoot me an email at duckyobrienshow@gmail.com. The email is duckyobrienshow@gmail.com. Once again, the email is duckyobrienshow@gmail.com. Thank you so much for dropping by and listening. I really do appreciate it. If you need more information, you can go visit my blog, duckyobrien.com, and that should have links to everything I make. Thank you so much for dropping by and listening. I really do appreciate it. And as always, hope you guys are staying safe and sane out there, and catch you guys next time.